Take off your jacket, because it's time to get deep under the covers with a loose read.
Welcome to the BFM Studios, Suri from Time Out Bookstore.
Morena, morena, how are you, Johnny?
I'm good. Now, you've brought in a work of fiction.
Yeah, it's called The Mark by Frida Iceberg, and she won like the Icelandic Women's Prize for Fiction. It's a debut novel, which is interesting when you read it because it definitely doesn't feel like a debut. So The Mark is like, it's an interesting read. It's like kind of dystopian, but it's set in a world that's not like hyper futuristic. It's very close to our own, and in this world, you take like, it sort of takes place in like Iceland with the at the point of time of like this introduction of this empathy test, which like determines you know, whether you have like antisocial tendencies or not. And initially when it's introduced, it's kind of used by like psychologists and like bureaucrats as a way of like identifying problem behavior in people. And it's like conditional for some stuff, like for housing and for jobs, but it's not mandatory. And there's a referendum that's about to take place that makes it mandatory. And so we kind of look at like the development of this test and like how it starts to infiltrate the society through like three different places, like the center, which they call Psyche, that's developing the empathy test and developing its uses. And then you look at how it's like enacted in a school, a workplace, and it also focuses on a really interesting character named Tristan, who's kind of like this incel, like definitely at the margins of society. His brother failed the empathy test and has been kind of like fully marginalized, and he's like nervous about the referendum and the impacts that it's going to have on him if he fails.
Is he essentially the protagonist in the story, or is it
he's like one of three protagonists. And then the other character that we look at mostly is this woman named Aya. So in her workplace, she's being like sexually harassed by her boss, and he kind of forces her to take this test as a way of like shuffling her out. And then this like school, it focuses on this teacher and who is like nervous about the impacts that this test is going to have on like children who are being tested underage, and then a mother of a child. So if you fail the test, you're unmarked, and if you pass the test, you're marked. And yeah, that ends up having like lots of consequences for these different characters in lots of different ways. I remember reading somewhere that like people kind of were like drawing comparisons between like the book and, you know, COVID vaccination, which I don't know, I feel like, yeah, maybe you could look at it that way. But it kind of reminded me like a little bit more actually of I don't know if you've watched Phantasmas.
No, I haven't, it's
like the show by Julian Torres, and it's about like an undocumented immigrant who doesn't have an ID but needs it for all sorts of things in life in the US. And yeah, it kind of looks, I think, it's like quite an Orwellian take, but sort of looks at how like maybe this impulse in society to like profile people to avoid any kind of risk at all costs to broader society has like implications that we don't always think about.
Yes, yes. Okay.
Yeah, it's really interesting. It's like a super fast read. I probably read it in like 2 days. It's got like
2 days.
Yeah.
Holy smokes.
It's got like very sparse writing, but it's all, yeah, it's like such a compulsive read. Like you just kind of, yeah, it's like, it starts like quite sort of soft, and then it really, as you're like getting closer to the referendum, the plot really picks up pace. And yeah, so super interesting read. I think, yeah, like if you're already feeling like quite nervous about the world, like I probably wouldn't read it. Yes. It's like very, very close to home, but yeah, ask like lots of really interesting questions.
Yeah, it kind of sounds like a bit of a Black Mirror episode.
Yeah, yeah, fully. That's a great comparison. I think it's totally like a Black Mirror episode. It's like very eerily familiar.
Yes. Okay. Nice. Sorry, and it picked up the Icelandic what prize?
The Icelandic Women's Prize.
Okay.
Which I think is really cool for a debut novelist.
Yes,
as
it's
well.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Okay. Obviously, a mark of a good book. Yeah. Oh, it's called The Mark anyway.
The Mark.
Okay. All right. Looking right at it. Okay. Oh, fantastic. Suri. So people can pick it up at Time Out?
Yeah, you can buy it at Time Out and all other good bookstores.
Awesome. All right. Fantastic. We'll see either you or...
It'll be Jenna next time.
Jenna next week. Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Bye.
That was Loose Reads.